Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I tried to pick up and it's not working. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm drowning. It's a nightmare every day in a good way. How's business?
Yeah, good. Good.
Cool. Do you have a pen handy? I want to kind of go over your file and what I can do for you guys.
Okay, let me get a pen.
And I don't know if you got my email the other day.
I don't know. I'm in Texas traveling, so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I'm not sure.
Okay. I just said sorry for not getting back to you. I've just been pulled in a million directions.
Yeah.
So here's where we're at. I understand that you purchased a piece of equipment and are trying to get a reimbursement on it, correct?
Well, not 100%. Like, I mean, that was one option. So basically, you had spoken to me, like, when we didn't go ahead with that purchase of the equipment that we were going to
couple
years back, you had said, oh, if you want a working capital loan, come to me, like, whatever.
Correct.
And so when I spoke to you, you had said to me, if you had because we purchased that equipment, that would be the easiest way. But, I mean, it just doesn't – I just sort of wanted to know where we stood.
What's available for – you want to know kind of what's available for you. Okay. So I actually wouldn't go on the equipment. So here's the challenge with the reimbursement. If it goes at later than 30 days, it's sometimes very, very difficult for us to perfect a lien on the equipment. So there's a lot of rules on the back end. But I want to give you an idea of what I've done some from existing customers, because what I see is that your business is growing, and it's growing pretty high. It's growing rapidly, but there's a lot of money in and a lot of money out. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a product that I think, and you've got an interesting transaction because you've got layers of ownership, but there's two ways I want to look at this, and I can't give you an answer tomorrow just because it's the end of our month and our underwriters are slammed, but I can give you some answers on Monday/Tuesday morning. Here are my thoughts. Your business is growing very fast. You're doing $400,000, $500,000 a month, and you can just see it each month. But you can also see that each month that the balance artists aren't ending $100,000 because I'm sure you guys have a lot of money out on jobs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in a perfect world, about how much cash would you be looking for? You're not going to scare me by throwing out an eight crazy number, by the way.
Pardon? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so
we'd
I'll
be
give
fine
you...
with nothing. I mean, we're going to get by with nothing. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
It'd just be nice to have some kind of working capital just to give us kind of more of a float.
Okay, so there's two things that I'm going to explore. The first thing that I'm going to explore is, what can we put together for you on a loan based on equipment that's recently purchased? If it's within 30 days, I might be able to push that out because there's some rules I have to follow. That saw is how much, like 20 or 30 grand, correct? The equipment from China? Okay,
so 30. Yeah, because then we had the filter, so just say 30. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 30, but it's not $1 million. So there's another product that you might be interested in. It's called a working capital loan. Do you currently have any type of lines of credit with your local bank or with Bank of America?
No, nothing.
Okay. So basically, there's a product that we offer. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's essentially a line of credit / loan that you can use as you see fit. We directly put the cash in your bank account, and you pay us back with a micro payment. So this loan term, it goes from 6 months to 18 months. The average term is 12 months. And since the loan is based on cash flow, instead of you paying at the beginning of the month, we actually take a small debit from your bank account on a daily or weekly basis. A cool thing about this product is it allows you to, and you're not really pledging collateral. It's, for all intents and purposes, this is a cash loan. But what's really nice about the product is for growing businesses, it really can help them get to the next level. And you can also able to get a sizable amount of cash. Based on what I'm seeing in your bank statements, once I kind of figure out the ownership information, I think I could offer you something in the range of, I think the max would be about $500,000. But many customers in this with a similar line of business, they're taking offers between $150,000 to $300,000. What I'd want to do though, while I work on the equipment financing, so equipment financing is long-term, working capital is short-term. I'd like to give you an idea of how much you would pay on this loan and what you'd pay back to see if you're interested, okay?
Okay.
So what amount would you want me to quote you on? $150,000, $250,000, $300,000? What would you want me to quote you on?
Go the smallest. Go $150,000.
Okay. So let's assume we do $150,000. If you do $150,000 And I'm going to quote you what I do for a lot of other customers, which is a standard one-year term that allows you to refinance a loan within 6 months. So if you did a $150,000 loan over a year, you'd have, and I'm going to quote you on having a daily debit. So that means 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays, 21 business days per month, you'd have that debit coming out of your account. Mm-hmm. So if you looked at $150,000, if you took the loan to term, which means you didn't refinance, you paid it throughout the term, the payback on that would be about $189.
Mm-hmm.
And the daily debit would be about $750. So that's what a cash loan for $150 would look like for your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For $150. If you looked at $300,000, you'd pretty much kind of just double those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did a shorter term, so to give you an idea, if you did, say, like a six-month term, you'd obviously pay less back. And if you did a longer term, you'd pay more back. But
what
for many
interest rates are you offering on those? Like, on a, what is the interest rate?
Absolutely. So what is the cost? So all these loans, they're not going to have an APR listed. Oftentimes, they're shorter than a year, so you can't put an APR on them. But it's a simple, it's very straightforward. It's here's what I'm borrowing, here's what I'm paying back. So if you looked at what I'm quoting you is 26 cents on the dollar over 1 year. So 26% over a year. So if you borrowed $150,000 of cash, and a lot of customers that I talk to who have never heard of this product, and I like to kind of nip it in the bud, they say, that is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard of, and they go crazy. But when you're talking about unsecured cash and money that can be used to grow, it's a great, great product for growing businesses. But the equipment financing is a completely different product. That's something that I'm going to try to help you out with. But if you could use some additional cash and you could use it effectively, it's a very, very good product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Well, just take a look at it. I'm happy to wait. We're in no hurry. So just
okay.
Take a look with Ken and then get back to me next week then. Okay?
Yeah, I'll get back to you next week. And what I would ask you to do is this. While I work on this, since I kind of introduced this product to you, there's no secrets to this. Put a pen to paper and see if you could use additional capital and what you'd be using it for. You guys don't sell like granite and marble, correct? You do more concrete?
Yeah. Just concrete.
Just concrete, okay. What are your working capital needs? Like, what do you use the capital for potentially?
You know, like, because we take, what do we use capital for? Buy molds, like,
okay.
Sort of that type of stuff, to invest into new markets. Like, I'm in Texas right now doing sales trips to, our lead time when we do, like, marketing spends to order
okay.
is, you know, is a long time, so to sort
okay.
of help fund some of that potentially. Not much, though. I mean, we're not desperate for it.
So. Oh, no. Hey, Haley, this product is a cash loan, so
yeah.
I think this is not, we don't lend to desperate people. We've learned our lesson, and when you give cash, we're wiring the money into someone's bank account. When we give them cash, if they're desperate, what do you think they do? They stop paying us. They just turn off their phone and refuse to return phone calls. So this product is not designed for desperate people. It's designed for smart business owners who can effectively use money and grow their business. But, yeah, it's not about desperation. It's about, I mean, I can just give you an example.
You asked me what we use it for, and I'm
yeah.
like, well, we're not. What I was just trying to, I was talking extemporaneously off the top of my head, like, in terms of what we'd use it for. It's not like we're going to use it for the next payroll or anything like that. It has to be more strategic things. That's why
absolutely.
I'm coming to me that quickly.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. Other than that, how's business overall? Pretty busy?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. We're busy. Yeah. We're doing some market development work in Texas right now. So
awesome.
Good.
I had one other quick question for you. You said you're buying molds. Is that correct?
Yep.
How much do those
cost? No, they're not expensive, but like just more like it wouldn't be to buy molds, but it would just help. Like, you know, we you know, repurpose. We're sort of like upgrading our molds right now. We're putting
okay.
plastic on them. Just like it sort of would be fall under, I guess, repairs and maintenance.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Cleaning out existing molds and like, increasing our mold complement, but just like, you know, making them better.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your patience once again. Thanks for giving me a call back. I will have some numbers for you on both products on Monday/Tuesday, and hopefully
yeah.
we can get your business this time.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.